6.
In Pakistan. In fact, it was one of those car bombing deals, and sad to say, 4 Pakistan military folks were killed, 8 others injured, and some kids were hurt as well. Supposedly, that's just the first shot. They're going to see more of those attacks, and the reason, according to the Taliban, at least this is what they're releasing, is because of the U.S. missile attacks and also the attacks by the Pakistan military. There's a big meeting coming up later this week between President Obama and the President of Pakistan. Ultimately, Pakistan is struggling economically, certainly teeming with people in the situation, and dire economic forecast for the future there, as well as not enough equipment to fight this war against a pretty stiff terroristic enemy. And that's where we start here this hour on America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous start to your week as we continue to roll through. We have some great things coming up a little bit later in the week. Of course, also coming up on this show, birthdays this day in history. It's always fun to look back. You know, we're going to be looking back at Cinco de Mayo. Those celebrations pretty much halted, canceled, more subdued, depending on the parts of our country. And in Mexico, they normally have a gigantic parade in Mexico City. That, we know, was canceled a week and a half ago, I believe. So a much more tepid celebration in many, many areas for Cinco de Mayo. Also, as far as the swine flu or influenza A, H1N1, as it's now been renamed, there have been some more confirmed cases. Worldwide, over 1,400 cases in about 20 countries. Of course, the United States, 36 states with some confirmed cases as well. There are two sides to this thing. Either you think it's going to explode, become a pandemic, and there's something more sinister beneath this whole swine flu thing, or you believe that there's ridiculous amounts of coverage on it, that thousands of people have already died from other flu strains, and too much is being pushed out there to send people scurrying for their lives, and it's unnecessary. See, I was kind of, and I hate to do this because usually I take a hardcore position either way I go on anything. I definitely have opinions, right? At first I was kind of under the assumption that, you know, we're being led down this primrose path and there's things we don't know. But after more conversations with different kinds of doctors with different backgrounds and, let's face it, different agendas, I get the real sense that, yeah, you know what, the deal here is some of this has been highly, highly inflammable. And certainly some of what we've talked about, and there's actual confirmed cases. It is scary, sure. There have been schools that have cleared the decks. There was a kid that died in the United States. However, he came from Mexico. The deaths have mostly resulted or have resulted in Mexico at this point. Mexico, of course, the land of 100 million people. Hygienically, people are taking more precautions. That's a good thing. Anytime you can get people to wash their hands and be more sanitary, at least here in the United States, certainly that's being pushed. That can only help to hopefully prevent the spread of other things that we've seen that have certainly cropped up. So you can shoot me an email on that if you'd like to, americatonight.net. Now, we talked about this a little bit the tail end of last week. There was this big announcement and pronouncement that the GOP, which is flailing seriously, because, you know, if you get that 60 number and get that majority teetering on Al Franken and Norm Coleman, who ultimately officially becomes the senator, the second senator from that state, there's no question the Republican Party is off in a couple of different directions, and Arlen Specter leaving after 39 years and jumping to the Dems. So there's this idea that that there has to be this listening tour. Let's go out and do a listening tour thing. And we'll have different, what you would call luminaries, go out over the weekend and listen to people, talk to people. That's the idea, listening tour. Who was on this tour? Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, John McCain, Eric Cantor, also on, you know, out there trying to figure out what people are saying and what's going on. So we're going to let you hear, coming up later in the show, a slice of Rush Limbaugh, who went nuts over this whole idea of the listening tour, and get your thoughts on that. But first, let's go to Aaron, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Aaron, thanks for the jingle. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Kate. How are you?
Good, thanks, buddy. You had a good weekend?
It was a little wet. I wish it would have been like the previous weekend where it was like almost 90 degrees.
But... Oh, yeah, that's when you go out and hit golf balls or hang out, go to the park, whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn golf, but I haven't got there yet.
What's on your mind?
I was listening. You brought up, the topic of gay marriage. I'm a conservative. I would call myself a conservative. I mean, I believe in traditional values and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that you can refer to a gay couple, either two men or two women, as a marriage. If they want to be together, they make a choice to do that. That's one thing. But, you know, in this country, I mean, we have a lot of people that have a lot of Christian values and that we grew up with. And I think there's going to be a real problem when people start saying, well, I have a gay marriage because, well, marriage traditionally was, you know, we look at that, you know, when we refer to the Bible, because God gave us marriage. It was given to us, you know, in His Word. And if there's, you know, a preacher out there, if somebody, say a gay couple wanted to get married in church, they should not be able to, because a pastor would have to be bound by his faith in God's Word, and he could not marry them. And, you know, that's just not the way a marriage is supposed to be, and I just cannot agree with that. I love people. I love people. I mean, you know, like I said, there's nothing wrong with people, but I think that's encroaching on a tradition of value that we have.
Well, let me ask you this question, though. Do you think gay people should have the same rights, though? Like, let's say there's a couple, should they have the same rights to the other person's assets if they should accidentally die and all that sort of stuff, the benefit thing?
Well, that's where you start getting into a tricky area, because if you say they have a partner one day and then they have a partner the next day, and and then again, you know, who do you designate as your partner? Who's all in your family and all that kind of stuff? I mean, there's a lot of variables where for a married couple, a man and a woman, you know, it's very specific. You know, it's either you're one spouse or the other and you have kids or you don't. I mean, you know, it's very definite on the one side. And then when you bring in the whole idea of a civil, you know, couple, two women, two men, then it kind of gets a little crazy, because there's really no defined line there.
Well,
to me.
And that you just described it. That's why this is such a hot potato, and it's such a gray area. And that's why a lot of the states and the pushes to have this passed in various states, because thanks for the call too, Aaron, by the way. This is
the way for
passage of some of these rights. But I agree with Aaron. It's very, very sticky, particularly when you involve religion, because a pastor, even if he's very open-minded, traditionally with Judeo-Christian values, that would be going against that, you know, certainly with a Catholic priest. But all the way down the line with Protestant pastors, same problem. Hang with us on ATN.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To talk to John Contini, but it looks like he may be caught up perhaps on a plane, so we'll try to get him on a future show if we can't get John on to talk about the legal system. He actually has an interesting story about a wild case that led to ultimately the death penalty fate for a defendant who was just skewered apparently wrongly through the media and some other methods, but if he's stuck and we can't get him to a phone, then we'll get him on a future show. Speaking of the future, as I said, coming up we're going to talk about that Dallas Cowboys mess, and it's more than a mess. I'm glossing over it because one scout was actually paralyzed over the weekend, so just a horrible thing. One scout for the Dallas Cowboys team, and two others were hurt. In fact, 12 people altogether ended up with bruises and terrible bumps and everything else, but obviously the most severe is the fact that you have somebody paralyzed. OSHA was out looking at that. We're going to talk to another attorney, Clint David, coming up around the bend. But in the meantime, I think what we're going to do is jump to the dungeon. By the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, if you haven't heard the show, we like to zig and zag all over the place, as I'm fond of saying, and I'll probably tell you at least once a show, this is absolutely the official show for anyone with ADD. And anybody who wants to know what's going on, besides the same old thing over and over and over again. So I'm going to let Donovan get the dungeon ready, and I'm going to tell you why I'm putting this woman. I guess I haven't done it in the past, and I probably should have, so this gives me the chance to put her in the dungeon, and I'll explain that in a second, if you haven't heard the show. But here's the scoop. Remember that hoax that happened in Missouri? It involved a 13-year-old neighbor who committed suicide. And what they're saying now is that she should be placed on probation for 1 year and fined $5,000. Yeah, $5,000. So I'll explain why I think that she deserves more time than that. And the reason is because this young, vulnerable girl thought she was being dumped by a guy, harassed by a guy. And this was a grown woman sending these messages on MySpace. So should she be placed on probation for the death of a neighbor's child? Because the girl might have been emotionally distraught and had a tendency to get pushed over the edge. But the bottom line is this woman shoved her over the edge. So probation for a year, fined $5,000 for these convictions. The recommendation from the probation officials, of course, was included in the court documents that they filed by her attorney. The woman's name is Lori Drew. I think she should do some time. She could face up to 3 years in prison and a much stiffer fine, which would be like $300,000, on three counts of accessing computers without authorization and a bunch of other charges as well. A jury convicted her in November, but her attorney is asking U.S. District Court judge to throw out the verdicts. Now, it might sound harsh, but you cannot get the life of this young girl back. You can't heal the wounds of those parents. And a grown adult woman should never have done this to this teenage girl, pretended she was a boy, and then dumped her in a message. And the message said the world would be better without her. To be fair, in our justice system, she was found not guilty of the serious felonies, which is intentionally causing emotional harm while accessing the computers without authorization. The problem is they couldn't reach a unanimous verdict on the conspiracy charge. So she wasn't directly charged with causing the death. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, the attorney said in his court filing that she can't pay the $5,000 fine because she doesn't draw income from the business that she had for 9 years. Really? Well, that's too bad. What happens to the people down the street who can never see their daughter get married, have a child, whatever, develop into a mature woman? So I got to take a hard line on this. And you might disagree or you might agree with me. Because you certainly can't just throw everyone in jail, give them hard sentences for a bunch of different cyber-related crimes. But in this case, I think even the jury wrestled with it. I think she should do more than what they're offering up. What do you think? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's throw Lori Drew in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
So this is how it works. We send Lori Drew a key. If she takes the key and wants to get out of the dungeon, she can call us for an interview. We'll do an interview with her, and then she gets out of our dungeon. Doesn't mean she gets out of jail time, but it means she gets out of the America Tonight dungeon. So we'll send the key off to Lori Drew and see what happens from there. But to me, just I have to side for the poor, distraught teenager who should have never been a victim of this woman. Never. And by the way, when talking about this story, I mean, the neighborhood was just obviously stunned that this woman could do that, that she was capable of that. And nobody can bring Megan back to her family. Nobody. That's the bottom line. So the jury wrestled with the decision. They couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. I get that. But you got to give her more. Got to give her more. I mean, that is cyber bullying at its worst. Meghan Meyer did not deserve to die that way. And I, like I said, I think that this woman pushed her over the edge, period. Period. All right, we opened up and I talked about Janet Napolitano and the fact that she's saying it's not time to rest on our laurels when it comes to swine flu, this new version, this new strain of the flu, because even if we start to hear headlines that go in either direction, it could pop up back in the fall, so we shouldn't hang back. To me, that says, okay, they're developing the vaccination. Would you get the inoculation? If they come up with this vaccination, would you get the inoculation? Now, remember, dozens died the last time around in the 70s when they got the inoculation. Would you be one of the people that would say, you know what, I'm not going to take any chances with this. I'm going to trust that this is okay for me to do, and I'm going to get this vaccination. See, it goes back into that whole thing of is there too much stirring of the pot? Is there a little bit of fear-mongering going on here? Or is it truly something to be concerned with? And I said this already, we cannot answer that question for every single person listening to the show, because I really truly believe, like so many other things, it depends on what's happening in your own backyard. If you start to see the headlines that are close to you, that the schools are closing, your kid has it, the kid down the street has it, all of that, I think, would lead to you being a lot more concerned than people who haven't even seen it in their neighborhoods, who haven't seen it in their suburbs, who haven't seen it anywhere close by. So Mexico becomes what they would call a little more normal on Monday, if there is such a word, because they're trying to reopen the businesses and the schools, and you've got 1,400 people, over 1,000 plus people, whatever, in 20 countries, and you still have the World Health officials saying that the global epidemic is in the early stages and a pandemic could ultimately be declared in the next couple of days to come. Mm-hmm. So you have to be the judge on that one. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, as I mentioned before, we're going to jump into this whole thing that happened over the weekend with a practice facility for the Dallas Cowboys. Really, really sad, sad story, because you've got one scout who was paralyzed, two others who had operations and were hurt severely as well. All together, 12 people who were injured, 70 in this bubble, that's what they call it, out at Valley Ranch where the Dallas Cowboys practice. We're going to talk to Clint David next on America Tonight.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Making your move, you come down as fast as well on Saturday, folks. I mean, this is a national show, and of course, I'm here in Dallas. Let me tell you, Saturday, it was horrific winds that raced through various suburbs, including an unbelievable storm that slammed into the Dallas Cowboys bubble, we'll call it, this canopy that covered the Cowboys field, their practice facility, and it completely collapsed. There were 70 people inside, 27 players were there for a rookie camp, a mini camp, and there were a ton of other, obviously, coaches, et cetera, that were there. Sadly, one of the 33-year-old scouting assistants was permanently paralyzed from the waist down because his spine was severed. Another had to have surgery on his fractured right leg. So now the questions roll out about potential lawsuits. And where do you go from here when you saw, and I know many of you, because you sent me emails, saw the stuff on CNN, MSNBC and Fox, et cetera. You saw the video. It's just shocking to watch and see people scrambling. You have to assume there'd be all kinds of things happening here. OSHA was on the scene checking it out. The company that built the facility had to release a statement saying that they did proper engineering, that it was used during the original construction and the installation of the new roof. So this gets interesting, of course. And that's when we bring in a guy like Clint David. You've heard him before on the show. He's an attorney who knows certainly that we're going to see some litigation probably on all ends for this one. Hey, Clint, how are you?
Great. Kate, it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, you saw the footage of this. It was just stunning the way that just it folded up like a cheap accordion almost, didn't it?
Yes, I mean, it was shocking. And, in fact, I was actually out there today, and all of the newsreels that you've seen over and over really doesn't do it justice until you've been there. The size of these steel frames and the size of this facility, quite honestly, as tragic as these injuries were, it's amazing that, some people didn't lose their lives out there.
Yeah, no kidding. And it was actually a microburst is what they're saying that might have pushed that wind to over 70 miles an hour right at the top of this structure. That's what the National Weather Service is saying. So if you're a lawyer and you're representing the team because there's a lawsuit coming your way or something, and would you take that angle? Would you talk about, well, this is Mother Nature and how could we know and all that sort of stuff? Would that even play into it?
Well, it would, but I tell you, what's very interesting, Kate, is very early on in this process, in my opinion, the Cowboys have sort of telegraphed where I think they're going to come from a legal standpoint. The first thing that Jerry Jones said, obviously after he said how horrible these injuries were, and certainly he was sincere in that way, indicated that they did not get a good weather warning. So already he's indicating that the Cowboys had no knowledge of these severe weather conditions and that there were no additional steps that they could or should have taken. Another step that they took, which is very, very interesting, the first day of this occurrence, they immediately went out and hired a structural engineer by the name of Charles Tenby, who happens to be the exact same engineer whose testimony pretty well sunk this company on another facility that they constructed in Pennsylvania where they had a large damage award assessed against them for improper defects. And it was this expert's testimony the judge relied on. And the very first day of this event, the Dallas Cowboys have retained this gentleman as their engineering expert.
Yeah, you would say that would give them a real ace in the hole. If you were one of the serious victims of this, and let's just say, for argument's sake, that you're representing one of them, the angle that you go after is what, negligence on the part of the Cowboys or the actual company you go after? What approach do you take?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, in a situation like this, what you do is you just sort of throw a net over everybody and see how it shakes out. But I think the first thing you have to look at in a situation like this is the manufacturer of the facility, the people that made the facility, the designers, the architects, as to whether or not there were design and construction defects. You would think, and you would like to think, that a facility such as this should be able to withstand 70-mile-an-hour winds. And, in fact, that case in Pennsylvania, the court found just that. It was snowfall, but the court ruled that that facility was an improper design and construction defect. And the court ruled that that facility should have easily been able to hold the amount of snow that accumulated on the roof, but instead it collapsed. So I think the first thing that these poor injured folks are going to be looking at from a legal point of view is whether or not the company, the designers, the manufacturers, whether or not there was an improper design and whether or not it should be able to withstand a 70-mile-per-hour microburst.
Yeah, I remember that story. I was back in Philadelphia, and that collapse happened in 2003. You're right. That was after a huge snowstorm. And luckily, you didn't have any people, I believe, that were hurt in that, but it was stunning how that all just collapsed in. I wonder if this will, you know, this structure, this practice facility, was a $4 million deal. That's with the frames and the lights and everything else. I wonder, Clint, if that will dissuade other people, because there are a lot of people that have similar things. I wonder if it'll push them away from this direction with some of these things happening.
Well, yeah, what it should do and what it is doing is, first of all, if you own a facility, an operated facility similar to this, now you're put on notice. And if you don't have your engineers racing out there to inspect, to make sure that there is not going to be a similar problem, then you have a huge legal problem. But it's interesting, a lot of the professional football clubs out there have structures similar to this, but they're air-supported. They're not metal frame-supported. And, in fact, there have been interviews with a number of competitors of this company, of Summit Structure, and their facilities will withstand up to 140-mile-per-hour winds, and they're air-supported. For example, the Miami Dolphins have a similar structure, and it's air-supported. And they said to have a metal frame structure for all purposes, can be very dangerous. I mean, first of all, for practices, players can run into it. With wind swaying, bolts can come undone. So in some ways, even if you're going to have one of these facilities, you certainly want to have it analyzed. But more importantly, apparently there are safer ways to go, and these air-supported structures is clearly the way of the future.
Yeah, no kidding, without those beams. And as I mentioned, too, you know you were out there. OSHA was on the scene, and they were investigating, which is what they do, of course. It could take, though, probably maybe 6 months or so for a report. So this isn't going to wrap up anytime soon, that last lawsuit. And you know this, you're a lawyer, how things can get clogged up in the system. I mean, this could take years to unravel anyway, right?
Well, it certainly will. I mean, OSHA's out there. I mean, they'll find fault, and they will issue violations. I mean, this is obviously a federal authority, but this will take a significant amount of time to shake out. And for rightly so in some way, simply because these poor people need to know just how injured they are. You know, what is their long-term prognosis? I mean, it will take a lot of time to shake out, and also it's going to take a long time to figure out exactly what happened and why. There can be multiple causes. And, you know, Kate, you mentioned about the Cowboys. You know, people will be looking to the manufacturer, but also obviously the Cowboys are sort of wrapped up into this thing. Did the Cowboys know? Did they have reason to know of dangerous conditions out there, and did they fail to warn? I mean, there's certainly no evidence of that, but, you know, the facts haven't come out yet. Also, did they fail to properly vacate the premises? Should they have been having this practice on a night of these sort of severe thunderstorm warnings? So the Cowboys themselves certainly have some concerns from a liability angle, and what, if any, role they may have. But it there's a lot of players that are going to be in this thing, and it's going to last for a long time, and it's just a tragedy. There's no question about it.
Oh yeah, that's the sad thing, and lost in all the middle of this. I mean, even it's interesting in looking at the various angles. Even if you went to the city itself, Irving's director of planning inspections, they said they felt comfortable with the project, and they issued a certificate of occupancy, if that ever means anything, because they're talking about if the building was engineered correctly and had a reputable contractor, I guess, and they passed all the inspections. So I would think that would be something that would come up, because all this stuff will be in discovery and whatnot, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, that's right. And to the city, I mean, it's interesting. If you listen to everybody's quotes very carefully, if you listen to the Cowboys' quotes, if you listen to Summit's quotes, they're looking at this, quote, severe weather condition. Well, they're obviously signaling that this is an act of God beyond their control, almost like a tornado hit it or a freight train ran through it, and, you know, that it was beyond their control. The city of Irving is indicating that certainly everything appeared to be fine by them when they did their inspections and a CO was issued, which certainly may well be true. I mean, they're not in the business of knowing whether or not the design of this facility was intended to weather a high enough wind alert and storms. But it's very interesting, and for me as an attorney in particular, in the early stages of a crisis such as this, people will signal pretty quickly their legal positions, and I think everybody is getting lawyered up, as they should, and this is their right. And a lot of fingers are going to be pointing in a lot of different directions, and as you mentioned, it will take some time to shake this out. But when it comes down to it, you really have a human tragedy here with, as you mentioned, one permanent paralysis. And you watch those videos over and over, and you see that poor gentleman trapped underneath those beams. It's just tragic.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Clint David, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight.
Kate, it's always a pleasure to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. We'll talk to you down the road. And again, as Clint said, he's right. Everybody, of course, would lawyer up in this situation, as he also added, as they should, because there's so many angles to this. And there are other people who have similar, there are other companies who have put up similar facilities to this one. Not all of them are football-based. There are other things that have gone up across the country through Summit, and they're bubbles, if you will. I call them bubbles, but they're big canopies, and some of them, as Cliff said, are designed to do the air system, and some of them have the beams. It could change the way maybe even they do business. Hang with us on the flip side. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
All right, as usual here in America tonight, we're all over the place. Plethora of things we've been talking about, including gay marriage. The fact that the Pandora's box that's been ripped open on this is pretty big, and I don't know if people are realizing this with what's happening in Maine and other states. As more states start to pass laws that allow gay marriage, ultimately it forces the hands of the feds, and every state varies the tenets of ultimately what is allowed or what is legally allowed varies as you jump from place to place. And, you know, you look at the map and you think of ultimately where this is headed. I think that the hot potato is not going to be passed around very much longer, because now what will happen is it has to be addressed federally. And then it's going to get really super heated, I believe, probably somewhere in the fall. You can always shoot me an email here on America Tonight simply by going to the website of the same name, americatonight.com, americatonight.com. Let's go to Troy, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Troy.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Thanks for the call. Your thoughts on what's happening as we see this really ping, especially in the Northeast?
To start things off, I'm a transgender guy, and I live here in Lexington, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get tired of everybody thinking that every gay, trans person out there are the freaks you see on the Pride Parade from California every year.
Yeah.
Not all of us are like that.
Sure.
It just sucks I mean, we're not all after, you know, I want to be married in a big, huge church in front of God and everybody. We just want the same rights as everybody else.
Right, right.
And me and my ex-partner were together 5 years, had a child. We broke up 2 years later. I paid my child support on time every week like I'm supposed to. You know, same thing as any other guy does, no different.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if something ever happened, if, say, my child ever went to the hospital and my ex was upset that day and she told me, well, you can't come in here, then what do I do?
Yeah, you can't come in there.
You know,
You know what, you make a good point, Troy, because that's part of the problem. That's why I say how it varies from state to state. And part of the reason, I think I can't remember, it was somebody famous who brought this to light. There is a big problem in that, because you legitimately certainly have a child, and you have the right to be with your child, but yet legally, you're right, you're stonewalled there, and that's part of the problem. That's why I think when the civil unions were allowed, that made more sense, because like you just said, the big church wedding, you know, is probably unlikely anyway, most of these scenarios, because as Aaron was brought up, you're not going to find that for very few preachers anyway. Some of them are just burying their head in the sand because they don't want to have to touch it, and others are flat out coming out, and there's no way that they would jump over there because they'd lose their flock.
Yes, ma'am. And
so
I know a lot in my community here in Lexington. I know it's not that big of a town, but it's, you know, decent size. I can't think of one person that's begging, you know, let me get married in a church in front of, you know, God and everybody. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just want to be able to say, you know, this is my partner. We're together. And, you know, I'm 30 years old. I've had three partners.
Mm-hmm.
The first one died. The second one I had a child with, and mm-hmm. she left. And I found another one a year later. And, you know, I mean, not all of us are like what you see.
Sure, sure, absolutely. That's why it's dangerous to have broad strokes painted out there. You're right. And even Aaron was clear to say that he didn't want people to think that he is just, you know, doesn't like people, whatever. But you're right, there's massive stereotypes, and the stereotypes aren't correct that you see on the Showtime channel or whatever. It's not all like that. Hey, well, thanks, Troy, for calling and your candor, and you made some obviously valid points for, listen, if I don't have these rights, I can't see a child who's sick. That's just not right. I mean, what happens to me? And that's what a lot of people in the gay community are saying, and that's why I think the civil unions, which there are some already, you know, the right to have a civil union is something that holds up better probably in a lot of states. Now, Kentucky, I don't know. Kentucky, probably pretty hard to see them, I believe in Kentucky, passing a gay marriage. Or same-sex marriage. I don't see that happening. But it will be debated, I'm betting. Thanks for the call. You can shoot me an email, day or night, at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All right, quickly we're going to let you hear what I've been talking about, this, what Rush Limbaugh had to say about this listening tour by the GOP.
Look, folks, this simple. We do not need a listening tour. We need a teaching tour. That is what the Republican Party or the conservative movement needs to focus on. Listening tour ain't it. Teaching tour is more apt.
All right, so Limbaugh's point there that you heard is what he's saying. He's throwing this on some of the people that were on this bus tour, John McCain, Mitt Romney, etc., and was clear, what you didn't hear is clear to say it wasn't Jeb Bush, because Jeb was part of it, since he wasn't, what Limbaugh was saying, he wasn't responsible for where we are. We did it their way in 2008, blah, 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 blah. What Limbaugh went on to say is that he maintains that when a politician says we have to listen to American people and learn, we're pandering, we're not leading. He does make a good point in that. Do you want your leaders to have opinions, suggestions, solutions? What do I say all the time in America Tonight? You know, whether we agree, disagree, etc., you can call this show any bloody time, because it's all about opinions, and that's what makes the world go round, and that's what makes America so bloody great to live here. And the bottom line is, if you do elect somebody and you put someone in a certain position and you have certain expectations, boy, you might get disappointed. But the one thing that I would rather see is action instead of reaction. And that's what's happened with the GOP. They are pandering, some in the GOP are pandering more than leading. I mean, you got to belly up and you got to straighten up and you got to have that, you know, you got to have the backbone to deliver whatever it is and not scurry away. And the problem is, and everybody knows this in their own life, when you don't have the power of your convictions, what happens? Yeah, it's like the seesaw approach where you're up and down, and you can't make up your mind. And that's the problem. The GOP doesn't know what it wants to be. That's why almost you have to have a third party, because we're so in danger. Whether you hate Republicans, like Republicans, whatever, do you really want to see a one-party system? And my answer is to that is, gosh, I hope not. I mean, that's the whole reason why we got away from England. Forget the dictatorship. You want more choices, I would think, in the United States. Okay, there are 240 days left in the year. Do you believe it? I know I always say it. Lame. In 1821, rather, Napoleon Bonaparte, he would love to be living in 1921, at 51 died in exile on the island of St. Helena. Boy, he had all that power and he lost it all. 1891, Carnegie Hall, then named Music Hall, had its official opening night, and that was in the Big Apple. 1904, Cy Young pitched the American League's first perfect game as the Boston Americans defeated the Philadelphia Athletics 3-0. Also, 1942, during World War II, Japanese forces landed on the Philippine island of Corregidor. Easy for me to say, if you remember that. A couple of other things as I'm kind of cherry-picking around here on days in history. We're tight on time. 1981, Irish Republican Army hunger striker Bobby Sands died at the Mays Prison in Northern Ireland in his 66th day without food. That one's for you, Donovan. In 2000, the tightest alignment in 38 years of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, hey, the Sun and the Moon, as seen from Earth, took place. You remember that? We got some birthdays for you. A couple that, I always say this too, but a couple you might recognize, others that you'll shake your head and say, I think I know that name. You're going to recognize a bunch of these today. Celebrating a birthday, Tina Yothers. Remember, she was in that famous show with Michael J. Fox, actress. She was one of the sisters, 36 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Lance Henriksen is 69 years old. Rock musician, you'll know this name, some of you. Bill Ward is 61. Broadcast journalist John Miller, he was great when he was on the tube. ABC, he did the Osama bin Laden thing, 51 years old. NBC News anchor, you'll know this name. Some of you may watch him, Brian Williams, 50 years old. Saxophonist Ace Cannon is 75. I'm a huge sax lover. Do I know who Ace Cannon is? Some people might recognize the name. Best sax player right now? I'll get back to you on that. Joey Vincelli, my buddy Joey, plays at some of the games. Rock correspondent Kurt Loder is 64 years old. Comedian actor Michael Palin, hilarious. Fish Called Wanda, 66 years old. Actress Pat Carroll, 82. AFL-CIO President John J. Sweeney, 75 years old. Have a chill pill, America. Take care.